Hi, welcome to the first episode of the Monthly Anime Review Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Alright, so we're going to start calling it MAR, I guess? MARE? MAR? Monthly Anime Review. I don't know if it's going to be monthly or not, because we sort of just do this whenever.
Well, then what?
Well, it's sort of monthly, but SMAR wouldn't sound as good.
You're writing checks your pocketbook can't cash?
It's more like half seasonal.
Well, it's like, yeah, so like once every
half
month and a half.
Welcome to the Demi-Seasonal Anime Review, DSAR.
Well, SAR didn't really work, so I had to go with something else, and MAR sounds okay. Doesn't sound like a disease.
SAR offends my people.
Well, anyways, so is this going to be the inaugural edition of MAR?
We'll call it the Anime Inflection Dictation Show.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Not sure is that acronym well?
Anime Very Inflection. Well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. All right, diseases aside. So yeah, this episode we're going to be talking about Winter 2013, like sort of mid-season, I guess, because I know I have not been caught up on most of this stuff, so I just sort of gave up.
You gave it your best, though. You watched a ton of shows today, it looks like.
Yeah, class was canceled, so I did have a lot of extra time that I was not expecting to have, so it's basically all I did today. So I'm kind of wary now of anime, but let's talk about anime! Start off with, I guess, shows that don't belong in the season.
Shows that like aren't airing this season, or shows that we think should not belong in existence. Please.
No, according to the outline, it's shows that aren't airing the season, but you wanted to bring up anyway. I see John put down a certain show from a previous season on there. Care to elaborate?
Yeah. I'm not gonna say the first two things because it sounds retarded. But crap. What's it called? If I don't call it that, Total Eclipse Alternative or whatever.
Oh right, I keep forgetting that's the same.
Came out in the summer, last summer.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, and I got around to finishing it for God knows why.
I was about to say.
Thank you for supporting my decision to drop two episodes in then.
It's not that bad, but it's not, you know, amazingly good.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on a...
I don't know, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? That's above average, slightly.
It's fine. Like, what 6 is, fine.
So it's a 20-something episode show, though?
24.
Jeez.
Yeah, I can't imagine how it goes that long.
That seemed like a 12 episoder. Alright, so now that we've... I don't know, 95, you have anything to throw in there?
Not that I really want to talk about. I'm just doing some group watches of old shows. Nothing too notable. As far as my recommendation list, I'm on Death Note, and that's about it.
did you get to the infamous potato chip scene yet?
Not to my... I'm only like six episodes in. So
yeah.
I've taken my time because I'm watching a lot this season.
Yeah. You can say that again. And then I guess we'll move on to, like, the, shows that technically didn't start the season but are still airing. I see that John put this list in alphabetical order.
OCD.
So I guess we'll just start off with the first one, Hunter x Hunter.
Pretty sure I'm the only one watching
pretty
that.
Pretty sure I dropped this, like, 11 episodes in. So, yeah, just go for it.
I've heard good things about this, so...
It's really good. Like, I haven't... been this excited for a shonen in a while.
Yeah, that's the vibe I get. I've only heard good things about it.
It's really good.
Did you ever watch
getting better.
The original?
No.
I hear it shits all over it.
Yeah, I just like to hear a comparison. Well, I guess that was a comparison, but like I know someone who's personally seen both. Wasn't the first one, like, darker? Or, like, not as young audience friendly?
Probably.
The designs were looked like, I don't know, more
mature.
Yeah,
but it's like what this Hunter x Hunter does is more contemporary to the times. That makes sense?
Yeah, like the art style, like just
how like the anime is put together and all.
So if anybody's in need of a long-running shonen show with no foreseeable ending, Hunter x Hunter has got you covered. there's no ending to that show yet, right?
Not that I can see.
And how about the manga? Is that still going?
Yep.
Alright, so that'll be going for a while. Next up, we have Initial D 5th Stage, which I'm kind of confused as how this one's airing. Like, every month?
Two episodes every month.
And when it started, what? No, December? November? I thought it started November.
Yeah, sometime in November. Well, I think there's 6 episodes out, but like 5 and 6 are like really bad quality, and I don't really like watching them.
360p strikes again.
Yep. So I'm just like, yeah, I can wait.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's Initial D.
360p.
And it's Initial D.
Initial D. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I have like 4 seasons of that to go through to get to 5th stage. Because I've only ever watched like the first half of the first season.
You got that far?
Yeah, actually. Because the English dub I was watching was hilarious.
Was it Tokyo Pop? The good opening?
It was the Tokyo Pop dub. So like they changed everyone's name to like, I think, what's the main character's name? Because I think his name was Tech?
Takumi?
Yeah, they called him Tech.
Tech.
Yeah, it's the reason they changed the names, and I don't know. Great dub, by the way. I think it's out of print, though, so. Moving on to something I can't really comment on either. Take it away.
Oh, hell yeah, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Show of all time. It's just still crazy, over-the-top shit. It's great.
Are you interested in that? Is there, like, some JoJo All-Star Battle Royale?
There is. I'm kind of interested in it, but it depends on how accessible it would be to someone with no knowledge of Japanese, and assuming it's region-free, and not, like, $100 goddamn dollars like Gundam Extreme Versus was when it first came out.
You don't think they'll port it? Like, Jesus, or,
No, I really don't think they'll. They can't localize it. Like, you've got, like, this arc has characters like AC/DC, Cars, Wham, and Santana. That is a licensing nightmare. And from what I hear, like, manga, they tried to license it and just did not. It sounded pretty bad.
Changed a lot of stuff. Like Shmam and Shmamtana and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, it'd be kind of amusing to see shamelessly, totally not Santana ripoffs. But, I like that they called it All-Star Battle Royale or whatever. Like, or something. Was it JoJo All-Star Battle Royale? Or was it different?
I'm not sure.
I know that.
I just
All-Star
saw it was coming
edit.
Out and then figured I could never, you know, shell out the money for it and just ignored it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, didn't they port the arcade one on Xbox Live last year?
That was a remake of the fighting game, which... Was it a Dreamcast one?
But they ported it. Like, or why did they re-release it?
It was an HD. I don't know. Because Capcom, instead of making new games, is just digging. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry, you got deep down now.
Yeah. I was just about to say. It's very original. It's got monsters and hunters and
it's got dogs. Blanca.
It's totally not Dragon's Dogma or Monster Hunter, but it is at the same time.
Well, at least they had something new. I'm like, Square Enix.
I know, right? They showed the tech demo.
But anyways, yeah, JoJo is pretty good. It's really... I'm sad that it's going to end, but I hope that it does well enough that they continue. Because from what I understand, it only goes up through the second arc in the manga.
And the manga's still ongoing, right?
Yeah, I want to say they're on, like, the 8th, is what it is.
8th what?
8th, like, story arc. Because, like, the first one is... I don't know the names, and I'm not even going to try, because I'll just have some JoJo nut getting mad at me. But, yeah, it's basically arcs. But they're bigger arcs.
How long has this been going on? Since the 90s?
It's a very long-running one, yeah.
Because the first JoJo anime was, like, what, 1996-ish, I want to say?
That I don't know. I know there have been attempts to make anime of it in the past, but from what I've heard, they weren't very good. But this one seems to be doing very well for itself, which gives me hope.
Shame it won't ever get licensed here. I feel like it'd be a great Adult Swim title.
Oh, it so would.
Too many licensing issues, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on to a show I attempted to catch back up in, but almost nearly succeeded, but kind of got tired of. Little Busters.
This show might be the show that pisses me off most out of any show I watched this season.
Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm still butthurt about that one vending machine episode. They give this girl such a goddamn hard time for winning a free drink at a vending machine.
This show is so stupid.
At least it's better than what it started off with.
It is. It definitely is better than how it started.
Barely.
You're not that far.
I'm disappointed, though, because the best character isn't going to get an arc in the anime, apparently.
I'm not that far. I'm
probably not.
Two-thirds of the way through the show. I'd hope it'd be good by now.
I think the problem is you're comparing it to the other key animes.
Maybe, but I don't know, like, was it that last arc with what's-her-face? Was it Midori and, what was her name? Midori and...
The pink-haired girl?
Yeah. No, the blue-haired girl that, like...
I operate in hair colors.
Mio,
so...
Yeah, Mio and, I think, Midori
was
the, like, replacement or whatever. And then he, like, walked into the ocean and she came back, and I don't know, this show is just... weird. I don't get it.
The problem I have with it that will stop me from, like, putting it on a Clannad level is there's no romance.
Yeah, they're really...
It just feels like generic harem. Like,
no,
constantly.
It's not even that. There's no pining on any side. Like, it's not, you know, no one's interested anywhere.
Yeah.
Except Yuiko with hot lesbian adventures with all the cast, which I would watch that spin-off anime.
With that exact same title, too.
Especially with that exact same title.
I'm not really sure what direction it's going, because, like you said, like, there's not really, like, it looks, or, like, at first glance you would think it's a harem show, but, like, it doesn't have the same tropes, I guess. But then the others, on the other hand, it, like, doesn't do anything else. It just sort of is. It's kind of bad at what it is, too. I don't know, I don't think I can like this show. It's too late for me. Honestly, I should just drop it, I think. 16 episodes in.
Oh, come on, you're so close to the end.
Maybe. Pull some massive twist at the end to just get everyone hooked. Alright, that's so Little Busters. 2 out of 3 of us are enjoying it, it seems like. Moving on to Magi, whatever you want to call it.
I didn't like the last episode, but I do like the show.
Yeah, I feel... Well, I'm in the 18th episode, you're one episode ahead.
Yeah.
But, so basically just finished, like, the main, or, like, the big arc they were doing since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
Yeah.
The whole Balbad arc. I don't know, that was definitely a pretty good arc, but I feel now it's just going to go into shonen territory with them going on an adventure and, you know, doing stuff and never really reaching a goal. I don't know, like, it seems a lot more... Like I said, but I think I said this before, that it's a lot more violent than most shonens. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw a decapitated head at one point there, in one of the previous episodes. People getting, like, just torn apart. Oh. And John, why have you not watched this yet? It seems like a show you would like. And you watch everything else.
Probably. I don't know.
It's probably for the best. From what I hear, it's really catching up to the manga pretty quick.
Yeah, I might as well just read it.
Or just watch the first 18 episodes, the first arc, and then just drop it.
I don't drop stuff, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, that was a nice conclusion, actually. Like, aside from the fact that ultimately the city didn't really gain sovereignty anyway, but hey, at least they sort of had a happy ending, kind of. I don't know. It's enjoyable.
It's got a Supercell ending, and, you know, some people like that.
Oh, yeah. The ending was, the new ending is really good. Oh, I did like the, I think I made a note of this somewhere, I think at one point I wrote about the, Alibaba sword. I was always complaining about how sword was tiny and stupid looking, and just after that episode where I wrote that as a note for myself, he gets that massive, like, fire sword thing.
Yeah.
And I just wrote on that episode, sexual innuendo? Question mark. He's finally grown up. Let's just say that. Gruesome balls. Anyways, let's move on to Psychopaths, which I have not caught up in. So, John, this is all you.
Really good. I don't know. What do you want me to say about it? It's really good. It goes into a crazy twist where I'm at anyways, which is, like, where the anime's at, but...
Ghost in the Shell type... I don't know, extreme Ghost in the Shell type vibes from the show. Sort of going crazy like that, too, or in its own direction?
I don't know. Never watched Ghost in the Shell.
Aw.
Nor do I want to.
Alright, Psychopaths. Still good, I guess. Robotics notes cannot comment, so John, 9 to 5.
John, did you watch Steins Gate when it aired?
Not when it aired, but
oh, okay.
I was just
wondering if it was like the same sort of experience, because I think I've said before, you know, it's really drag, and you know, Robotics Note was really dragged on, but now it's at a point where it's pretty interesting where it is right now.
Yeah, shit gets real.
It really fucking does.
But it definitely took a while for it to get here.
Yeah.
Look, doesn't that kind of mirror your Steins Gate experience then? Because didn't you start watching and then drop it because it got boring? And then you picked it up after you heard good things about it, and then you just loved it. I feel like it's you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Not really. I mean, I watched it, and then...
Like, put it on or something.
I stopped for like a week.
A week? That was like, you came back to it like a season later and just finished the whole thing.
I don't remember what happened.
It does get better in the end, or towards the end here?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, I almost want to see if anyone's gone through and like compiled all the references in it, because I've spotted a few Gundam ones.
Oh, references to other shows, not Steins?
Yeah, like Aki's sister, her email has the production number for the Alex from War in the Pocket.
That is extremely nerdy that you know that.
It is, but it is...
Production number.
Yeah, it's the RX-78NT1.
Yeah, only a Gundam nerd would know that.
But it's definitely a lot less robots, a lot more... Well, no, robots are still kind of there, but it's really going with the conspiracy drama thriller stuff now. And
any Steins Gate references or any like sort of tie-ins to
it? Oh, yeah, I remember. I was kind of upset that it, when I was wondering why the hell it made it an advertising point that was set in the same universe. No, nothing yet, I don't think, unless I've missed something.
Jesus.
But to its credit, I guess I stopped caring about it at some point, so good on Robotics Notes.
Well, what's her face is in it?
Who?
The little girl. The little girl in Steins Gate is grown up in Robotics Notes.
Suze?
Wait, which little girl?
Mr. Brown's daughter.
Wait, she, what?
The television's guy's daughter is...
No, don't drop the call. Come back and tell me.
Hello?
Hello. His daughter's who?
Whoa.
All right. Ended the call by accident, but... Yeah, the daughter is
She's the one who helps him out with the space agency?
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that. Man, okay.
Well, something to look forward to then.
That's pretty cool.
Huh. So there is some Steins Gate tie-ins then.
I guess so.
Huh. Wait, so it's set in the future?
It's set
or
in the true
after?
Ending future of it? The true ending? After, in the true ending universe, world line, whatever?
Wait, so how many years later is this about?
When does it take place? It's like 2018-ish? Something like that? 2020?
It's not that much further than from what we are.
2018, and Steins Gate was what, 2011, 12?
Yeah, 2011, 2012.
So it's only like 7 years ahead. So that, I'm wondering if like, Kiyoma or Makise are going to show up at all.
Doubtful.
Just like in a side sort of thing, just like, they don't really acknowledge them, they just sort of walk by or something. Be funny. Just like, Isaac and Miria and Bakano showed up in, Durara. They just walked by for like a second. It'd be cool if they do some more like cross series sort of thing. But so Robotics Notes, 2 thumbs up, I'm guessing?
Now, yeah. Like, if you want to get into it now, it's probably a pretty decent time.
Alright, so marathon a couple episodes of that and get back into it, I guess. Alright, Sakuraso.
I still have a lot of fun group watching this show, but the guy I'm group watching it in and I, like, we've admitted defeat. We know how it's going to end. We know it's just NTR at this point, but...
It's just...
Up until, like, this last episode, the last few episodes had been Aoyama gets a nice moment with Sorata, and then Shina comes in and ruins everything. But then that last episode was pretty good. There was a lot of great Misaki moments. But it's also doing the whole cliche, oh no, the dorm's going to be torn down thing.
Last episode was mostly just flashback.
Yeah, but it was pretty good flashback.
So it's actually going to have a conclusive ending and not just, like...
I don't know about that.
Doubt it.
Too much to hope for, I suppose. No, like, definitive girl he ends up with, or things going to happen.
I mean, I can't see how it's not going to be her.
Is there a manga based off of
it?
Or is
yes,
this...
it is based off of a manga, I believe. Or light novel and a manga? I'm not sure. I know there's at
going?
Least one or the other. I don't know.
Hmm. Don't
but apparently people have started translating it now because of the show, I guess. So that's...
Yay?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to check it out when the show's over.
The light novel or the...
Whichever's
manga.
Translated.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many translated light novels. So, I mean, they're just, like, elementary school level books, basically. Manga's definitely more interesting.
Hey, you're taking Japanese. You don't need translations.
Yeah, I don't think I'm there yet. Actually, elementary school level, maybe. Alright, Shinsekai. I have not even given this another chance since last time we talked, so take it away.
I'm enjoying it. Don't know about 905.
It's getting more interesting, you know, it's focusing a bit more on the world and what's and so.
I mean, it's a weird way to make an anime.
It is.
But it's not bad.
Like, it seems alright watching week to week, but I wonder if you were to marathon it, how well it would hold up.
Yeah.
Because you were telling me the other day, John, that I should get back into it, because I was considering just dropping it now, because I don't really feel like watching, 14 episodes to catch up. Does that still hold true?
I don't know. Depends, like, what other stuff you're watching.
too much. That would be the answer. And speaking of other stuff... Zetsu no Tempest. On your recommendation, I watched the first episode, and I don't know, it's kind of interesting, but too much stuff to go back and watch another show that I skipped over originally.
So good.
Still doing the whole Shakespeare thing, or sort of moving away from that?
It's kind of a bit more so like that now than anywhere else in the anime.
So it's like still, was it... It was following the plays, right?
No.
It was following his television shows.
it's got light Shakespearean themes.
Okay.
From, like, Tempest and that other one we read. And I forget what it's called.
Macbeth?
No.
Romeo and Juliet?
No. Shows how much I know.
Hamlet?
Hamlet, there we go.
It's like, I think I just exhausted my Shakespeare knowledge there.
Yeah, it's good though. I like the story, I like the characters.
Alright, well, maybe if I drop a couple of these other shows, I will have time to check that one out. Alright, moving on to actual stuff that started airing this season. Only took us, like, 20 minutes to get to this part, but
do
it.
6 minutes for me.
Alright, anybody else watching this?
Why would anybody
else? I'm not. What is this one?
It's another one of those 3-minute Four Koma adaptations.
Okay, it's the other manga one that isn't Manga Girl. Okay.
It's girls who want to draw a manga, but
I'd ask how it is, but I see the D next to it, so I'm guessing not very.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing as Manga Girl, just the art style is ugly. I can't describe it any other way. It just looks like amateur.
At least Man Girl has a title to hook you in and make you hope that it's, you know, about something it isn't.
Yeah, the title for Man Girl is definitely more creative. I Might Me just sounds stupid. One of the multiple, like, shorts that are airing this season. And
if I had to pick a defining characteristic of this season, it really seems to be these short shows.
Yeah, why is there so much?
I have no idea. I guess they just didn't have money to make any real shows. yeah, I think it's safe to say that most of these short shows are pretty terrible in general.
I'm hard-pressed to think of an exception. Unless you really like Idolmaster, then there's something for you.
Has anybody been watching the AKB 48 Season 2?
Nope.
John?
What do you think after I fucking bashed on first season?
Alright, I don't know, somebody was saying that the second season gets in, like, goes into space or something? I have no idea.
Wait, isn't this an idol show?
Yeah, I thought it was an idol show, too, but somebody said
it's space.
What do you mean it goes into space?
It's like, what I've watched in the first season, it's like they banned idols or something like that.
Is this like Xenoglossier?
Idols are illegal, I think it was.
Yeah, they're illegal.
And so they're rebelling against the government who made idols illegal?
So it's like Marvel
and
Civil War.
And they fight robots idols. And shit. And
with their songs. Yeah. I mean, the concept sounds hilariously awesome, but...
The show is so bad.
Yeah.
The 3D is so bad.
Oh, it's got terrible CG 3D?
Yeah.
I don't know why animes insist on using those. It's just they never work out well. They just look outdated and crappy. I think Girls in Panzer has that had that too.
Unless you have like a crazy ass budget.
Well, yeah. moving on to Amnesia.
Hey.
I see that you dropped this 905.
Yeah, when faced with the daunting challenge of watching a 7th episode, I just dropped it. I
John,
figured, wait, this is a 12 episode show, I'm halfway, good, I can drop and rate.
It's safe to leave now. John, you said I should get into this because it's really good.
What? I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I would hope he didn't.
You told me to watch this.
No, I did not.
It seems very, very bi-shonen.
I will say that maybe...
The only thing I've said about it is that I like the art.
Yes.
And that's
I think the art's probably why I kept with it for so long. But I think it probably works a lot better in its original visual novel format because... God damn, as a character, the main girl is just the most vapid and uninteresting on the planet.
Well, she doesn't have any memories, so
she doesn't have any anything.
She doesn't have personality either.
She has lines sometimes.
Yeah, she even has a little, like, person following her around telling her what to do because she just can't do anything. Wait, so,
and
like...
spoilers, he disappears. So how interesting do you think it gets?
He disappears, it comes back, and then disappears again.
It does.
He comes back whenever the plot needs a little bit moving along.
Pretty much.
But yeah, it's your bi-shonen thing, with the gimmick being that she has kind of amnesia, but it's more of she's moving between parallel worlds.
There's a really funny...
The big difference between those worlds is she's just dating a different guy.
Okay.
There's a really funny review on MAL for amnesia. Starts off funny anyways. See if I can find it.
MAL has some of the best reviews I've ever seen.
They do.
Some of the best recommendations as well. Wait, so like, did she forget her... Did she lose her memories and then she's just like... She was already like in this world, in this life? Or is this like a whole new life and she just doesn't know how she got there? I sort of didn't get that part. Because they didn't really explain much other than she's just...
Like, she'll go back and it's like, oh, it's August 1st, and in this world I'm dating Club's guy, but then she'll go back to August 1st, and in this world she's dating Spades. And the guys are... They're coded by color and card suits, so I mean...
Yeah.
Very creative. Like, they just have no creativity anymore.
Like, that's the thing. There's two, like, characteristics, so you know they're really generic characters, because they have to have two ways for you to remember who each one is.
Hair and what they do.
It's like, oh yeah, green, clubs, yeah, sure. I think green is clubs.
Hold on, here's the review on MAL. Creator C, Boss B, which is like CB, like conversation dialogue between these two. Let's make a reverse harem series. Fujoshi? Fujoshi. Oh god, flying spaghetti monster. It will sell. Shoujo? Shoujo. Nice. No criticism because of Shoujo's current state. Idea? Amnesia. Amnesia? Amnesia. Amnesia is too cliche, lame, and overused, even for Fujoshi. Not to mention that using all these three things in one anime would make us look pathetic. How about we name the Amnesia series Amnesia? Amnesia and Amnesia? Isn't that just Leonardo DiCaprio comes in? We have to go deeper. Whoa, Leonardo DiCaprio's here. Gotta ask for autograph. do whatever you want with your series and we will produce it.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it went.
That sounds accurate.
It's a great review, by the way.
It is.
5 stars, whoever wrote that. all right, so Amnesia seems to be getting negative opinions here across the board. Granted, my opinion is going to be influenced now. Though,
no, I'd hope you Shonen, notice that she's not a character at some point.
I was just sort of off put by the extremely by Shonen designs of all the characters except for her.
See, I started watching it because of
Okay. Moving on to Bakumatsu Gijin Denroman. Too many eyes there. Has anyone else been watching this?
No. Which one is this?
It's the Lupin Light one.
It's the one drawn by the same guy who does Lupin.
Yeah, Monkey Punch, I think?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's Lupin, but in the Edo period, basically. No, it's fine. It's just, you could basically just call it Lupin Samurai Edition, and that'd be just as accurate.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's like very old school humor.
Yeah, very Japanese humor, too.
It reminds me of Dororo and Enma-kun. Only not I as like ridiculous. I couldn't take it.
I like that show. It's so, like, 80s, like, ridiculousness.
Exactly.
Nine to Five, did you watch the Lupin show last year or no?
No, I did not.
Just no interest, or...?
Yeah, it just wasn't on my radar.
Alright. And speaking of humor, very Japanese humor, Boku no Moto wa Osaka Okan.
Okay. Like, I know I watched 2 episodes because I watched one, it was shit, and I dropped it. But then I clicked on a second one, and it played, and before I realized the mistake I made, it was over, so I had to update it to a second episode. I don't know why you watched 3.
Basically, they're so short, you don't... Like, by the time I realized how bad it was, the third episode was already... Yeah, those things are over so quickly, you don't even get a chance to just... It doesn't even sink in how bad it is until, like... Several episodes in.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's basically a 3-minute, very poorly done-in-flash anime about how people from the South talk to their TVs, or Osaka, rather, talk to their TVs, and... Oh, my God.
I'm sure if we were Japanese, we'd find this hilarious.
I really hope not. Otherwise, I'm going to find Japanese me and punch him in the face.
I guess the American equivalent would just be a show making fun of Southerners.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's the bread and butter of the reality TV market.
So it's like Honey Boo Boo? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
It's that bad. The art style was like, yeah, it kind of did remind me of Double J, a similar, like, 3-minute show last year, which looked, or was it last year? I think a year before that, maybe. Just 3-minute show. Looks like they got, like, an intern somewhere to do it.
It's a flash anime, and it is terrible.
How do they even air these things? I'm hoping just Osaka will just rise up against the injustice of this anime and just secede from Japan over this. Be the greatest thing ever.
Justify every parallel to the American South.
Because, look, like Americans are going to watch this show, have no idea what's going on, go to Japan and just be like, oh, wait, so people from Osaka, like, just are crazy and just talk to their TVs and, I don't know, are just crazy? then again, we don't paint a very positive image of our Southerners, so. Anyways, Haganai Season 2, also known as the longer title of, John, you can say that one, because I don't feel like saying
Gloria.
Next.
That next right there, it's a tongue twister at the end. Yeah, this is probably one of the better shows this season.
I still want to watch the original and then this.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I saw one image from this that someone titled 905 Please and was just them saying that girls in butler outfits look really cute.
If you scroll down to the bottom of this document, by the way, I put a screen cap down there. I put a screen cap from the show. This show is so great.
Holy shit, I need to pick this up sooner rather than later.
The second season takes, like, so many liberties with fan service. It's just...
And, like, good fan service, though. It's, like, this show is hilarious. I feel like the art style improved. Like, the overall production value, I feel like, got better. Like, they've been doing a great job with this show. I think, was it episode 6 or 5, where they bring up the fact that Yozuro was his childhood friend, which they never really mentioned until then. And I guess they were sort of like, I thought they were keeping it like, you know, a big reveal, but then it's like, oh yeah, that sort of
just
happened.
They just brushed it off. It's like, yeah, okay.
Let's, like, let's, yeah, okay. Let's go play a boys' love game and make fun of it. But, yeah, this show's great. 9 out of 5, you should definitely jump into this show.
It sounds like
the
it,
series.
Yeah.
Because I think the first season was, like, what, 12 episodes? This one's 12 episodes. And they fly by. Like, these 6 episodes felt like they took, like, an hour compared to, like, some other shows on this list. Yeah, I cannot recommend this show enough. Speaking of high, great recommendations, Chihaya, what just happened there?
What? Chihaya Turu.
Oh, I was pronouncing Chihaya Tsuro.
No, Japan missed out on a wonderful marketing opportunity by not naming it Chihaya Turu. Chihaya Turu 2 is just, you know, it just sucks.
Well, if it's Japan, wouldn't it be Chihaya Niru?
No, it doesn't flow. This is a show about poetry, God.
True, but Japanese poetry, so I mean, you can't just be throwing English words into that.
Japan loves, they wear shirts that have say Karuta, but see.
Japan loves English.
Boss. What show was it this season that the guy's wearing a Boss shirt? Or was that Minamike? I forget.
I don't know.
Shows are all getting mixed together now. But yeah.
Slappy Card. If you liked original Slappy Card, you'll like Slappy Card too.
Dude, I love the new people they got for the club. Like Brock, Blonde Brock, with his little family of clones and Slip Girl. Like, the only reason for joining the club was to get into, what's his face's pants.
I have good motivation. Taichi's the best.
And oh my god, it seems like Arata's coming back now. And I feel like this is going to be the downfall of the show now. It's like, please, just leave Arata out of this.
He likes Arata. He's
it's like...
Like, I group watch it with a guy, and he's like, Taichi Cross, Chihaya OTP. And it's like, do people really Arata at all? I think I've ever heard that pairing backed up by anything.
It's like, the only reason I wish his grandfather didn't die is that he would still have a reason to hang around wherever he is.
For half a season?
It's like, oh, my grandfather's dead. Better go to Tokyo and go play some Karuta over there now. Just stay away, please.
Yeah. I mean, it's a top-tier sports show. That's great. You'd be surprised how much you care about a game about Japanese poetry.
And it's amazing how, like, how much romance is in the show, considering there's, like, no romance in the show.
Yeah.
It's like, everyone's just, like, all over, like, the Taichi Chihaya Cross. But there really isn't anything happening there. Aside from, like, you know, just the general, oh yeah, they like each other, but they don't really act on it because they're too busy playing Karuta all the time.
Yep.
It's a great show. How about this show?
Choke on this title. Chokyu Hyodai Robot Anime Straight Title. This one is
can
a 13.
Can you explain that title first?
let me check real quick what Crunchyroll has it as.
Oh, it's not Crunchy?
Yeah, it's a straight title robot anime.
That's even more direct.
It is.
That weird Japanese word out of there.
So it's a shitty 13-minute CG show.
13 minutes, what?
Yeah, I know. The opening looks kind of neat. It's got, you know, a CG mecha that looked normal. But its actual focus is, like, it's in the future, and all these normal mecha are fighting, but the household robots are left with nothing to do. So it focuses on these three household robots trying to stop the war. And they figure the way they can do that is by teaching everyone to laugh, and it is the least funny thing in the goddamn world.
Wait, what? So there's like a Roomba sitting around that's like, why can't I go fight?
Like there's like a maid robot.
Oh, god.
And then...
A lowly robot, I'm guessing?
No, actually.
And a schoolgirl robot, just to round it out.
It's I don't know, it's the least funny thing I've ever watched, and I watched the Saka Okun this season.
Wait, so there's no robot vacuum cleaner?
No, it's... I mean, it starts out great because it's got a Joshiraku nod about how it's, you know, follows a simple plot so you can enjoy how cute the robots are. That's the most I ever laughed at it.
I'm laughing enough at this title.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it's all there. Robot anime.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched Cuticle Detective Inaba?
I'm scared too, so no.
I just wonder what the hell it is, because it's got cuticle in it, and last time I checked, those were parts of your fingernails, so I really don't know what the hell that has to do with detectives or Persona 4. So, John, you watched this, I think?
What?
So that is a no.
You should just try to stop guessing, Michelle.
Well, I just assume he's watched everything. That usually works. All right, so nobody's even bothered with the show, so. All right, DiCapo 3. Moving on. Doki Doki Freaky.
Is that a series? Like, is there a first DiCapo and all that?
Yeah. There's a DiCapo 1, then there's a DiCapo 1 Season 2, then there's a DiCapo 2, then there's a DiCapo 2 Season 2.
Okay, so what you're saying is I'm not watching this show.
Probably not.
Unless you want to pull a Natsume. And just go crazy on watching all the seasons of it. Wait, John, but you watched at least the first couple of the seasons.
I watched the first season and watched some of the DiCapo 1 Season 2.
And just terrible, or? I thought people liked DiCapo. Like, I thought it was a pretty popular visual novel and stuff.
You'd say it's terrible, but it's kind of boring.
Slice of life romance, or what?
Yeah, but there's, like, some supernatural thing to it as well, and...
Oh my god, like, yeah. Or, Clannad, or the like.
Clannad Supernatural is, like, not even... I don't know.
Well, I mean, they kind of, you know, pull off something pretty crazy at the end there. I would count that as supernatural.
Yeah,
anyways.
Reviving someone from the dead, so supernatural.
Hey, man. Jesus did it. Must be supernatural. Alright, DJ Boo. Or
hey,
DJ,
you skipped one.
What? DJ?
Skip Doki Precure.
I meant to do that. No, seriously, then what the hell is that related to Hardcatch?
Yeah, it's a pretty cursed show.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, I don't know, this is all very new to me. I started group watching Fresh Precure with someone, and that was pretty good, and since this was airing, and it aired pretty late in the season, I decided to pick it up. Like I say, I'm not enjoying it as
Are
much.
You... group watching it?
No, this one I'm not in the group watch for. I'm,
oh, so you can't even say you're watching it sarcastically?
No, I just watched it because I was curious. I'm liking Fresh a lot better.
Isn't it like super like Mahou Shoujo? Like...
Oh yeah, it's completely Mahou Shoujo, but I will say after Vivid Red it was a very nice change of pace.
Ooh, Vivid Red. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We will.
Anyways,
I'm giving it a pass because so far because it's it's at the start where it's establishing the cast and recruiting the pretty.
It's kind of like how I ran through the entire thing of Shugo Kara.
So is that terrible? Is what you're saying?
I'm just saying I've liked what I've seen of Fresh better.
All right. I doubt I will ever check out a Precure show, but okay.
That's what I thought, but
the extent of a Precure show I've watched it was in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that seems to be airing there. I think they have English dubs for it there, too, which is kind of weird. There's some weird English dubs in Hong Kong. Anyways, good job, Club, or whatever the hell it's called. It seems like you're enjoying this, at least?
Oh, yeah, I am, a lot. Well, this last episode, maybe a little less, because it brought in a character who's voiced by the same voice actor who did Dekamori in Chunibyo. So every time she says des, I just twitch involuntarily, and, like Nam flashbacks, but... I mean, it's very slice of life, no real plot, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this could have been, like, one of those 3-4-minute shows, but it just got stretched into an actual show.
I see what you're saying. It's got, like, it's definitely comprised of, like, skits, basically.
Yeah, like, the plot's pretty thin and far between, and it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, not much going on. So, I thought I wouldn't waste my time with it, so I dropped it, but, should I change my mind on this or no?
I don't know. I got sold on the episode where they showed off some maid costumes. Because one of them was a butler suit, and I lost my goddamn mind.
Okay.
But, it's enjoyable. It's probably one of my top three, but... I'll admit there's not much substance to it, so if you don't like Slice of Life, it's definitely not for you. It's not going to change anything.
Wait. You're saying I don't like Slice of Life?
No, I'm saying in general for our listeners.
Ah.
Not everything's about you, Julian.
God.
It's about to say, K-On! Is like the sliciest of lifiest shows ever. Or that other club show. What the hell? It had a second season, I think, this show. This season or... Not Hakanai. Hakanai is a good show. You shut your mouth.
Club show the second season, right?
With the little lowly red-haired girl.
Oh, this is helping.
Who?
The dude that wants to make the student council his harem.
This is really helping.
Seitokai no Ichizone?
Yeah, that one. That was pretty bad, too.
That aired, like, last season.
Oh, okay. See, I already forgot.
It was like a web error.
Ew, what the hell?
Completely different voice actors and such.
Okay, that makes no sense, but okay. Glad I skipped that. Anybody watching Hakenden?
What is Hakenden?
The cover for it looked cool on Crunchyroll. I just didn't get around to watching it. I was assuming one of you would have watched it, but does not seem to be the case.
No, I don't think I've heard of anyone watching this one, to be honest.
It's probably a reason.
It's on Crunchyroll.
I would imagine there's a reason, yeah.
I don't know. It seems to be like just a supernatural Bandai show. Kind of like, what's that show? I don't know, the other supernatural show they had like a season or last 2 summers ago or whatever.
Jeez, that helps.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I brought this up before, but, or Escryed, kind of like that.
Escryed was good.
Yeah, just another Bandai visual supernatural show that isn't, or a Bandai visual show that isn't Gundam. alright. Something good again, for once. Kotaro-san?
Yeah, I have no idea why I like this show as much as I do, but I really, really do. It's my favorite this season.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys like this show that much.
I don't know either. Maybe it's just the first episode really surprised me.
Yeah, that first episode was just, oh my god. Like, her mom is just, holy crap.
Like, I'm kind of interested to see the sort of doujins that come out of it. Just because I can't imagine the mind break eyes in that. Like, they're crazy.
Oh, yeah, that was really
like
creepy.
You see characters lose their shit and get destroyed.
Yeah, KOTOR, like, has some serious...
She's seen some serious shit.
It's schizophrenic because it's such a happy show from the intro and the colors and all, but then there's just these empty eyes that are...
Her parents are just like, I wish we'd never given birth to you. Just the hell out of our house. Just, like, slap her to the ground and leave. And her grandfather's, like, constantly trying to rape her. It's just like... Although at least he's mean. He means it in the best possible way. So I guess that's... I guess not her whole family hates her too much.
Her grandfather is crazy. That dude is so rich.
He's loaded.
He's just living the life. He's just spending money on whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, you'd think when he's, like, you know, that horny, he would have the, you know, he has the money. Why does he just, you know, buy a couple maids or something?
Why you gotta bring it there, Julian?
I mean, it's kind of obvious. He's, like, constantly molesting Kotaro. It's just kind of creepy. And he's encouraging the dude
like
to...
like, one scene. And he's just a big proponent of young love.
I feel like her grandfather smoked a lot of weed.
The character has no balls, and, you know.
Anyways. I feel like episode 4, though, where she comes back to school after, like, leaving.
Yeah, that was
weird. It just felt like an end to the show already. And then it just kept going. It just felt like a mini, like, show within a show. And then, like, the latest episode where they're in the haunted house, it's just, like, it felt a little bit like Scooby-Doo. But it's running around the house. No, but yeah, that show is just, I don't know, heartwarming, I guess.
Yeah, I really like the intro to it. It's very catchy.
Yeah, it's got a good OP and ending.
It's alright.
Yeah, I don't know, you're like the Debbie Downer on the show among the three of us here.
I don't hate it. I don't
yeah, find the hype. See, that, like I said, I'm not sure why I like it as much as I do, but I do.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, I think you're the only one who's watched this next one.
Rough Raibu. Love Live School Idol Project. I have no idea why I picked this up. I've never seen an idol show.
Those sunrise idol shows.
But a lot of people were talking it up, so I started watching it. And that's all right.
Is this a full episode thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not as bad as AKB. Not even close.
Is it as good as Idol Master?
Nothing will ever be.
I've heard people really talking it up as being a good idol show, so that's just why.
But it is. It's better than, like, every other idol show.
So. Yeah.
Except for Idolmaster, which I still haven't finished.
I plan to pick it up someday, but...
Yeah, John is quite the fan of Idolmaster.
I can kind of see.
Yeah, this was the one they were showing off at New York Comic Con, wasn't it?
No, it was Aikatsu.
I thought they showed off this and Aikatsu.
Ooh, that's fucking strong.
I don't know, I wasn't there.
It was great. They were just like, they had people from Bandai Japan just come in and just sort of like hyping up all these shows, and then they get to the idol shows and they're just like, and now presenting idol shows! And the whole crowd's just like, crickets. Where's Gundam Unicorn episode, whatever?
I was expecting more music out of this show, but
oh, is there?
It's alright.
I like the characters.
Yeah, the characters aren't bad. I think Rin's my favorite.
Yeah, I like the freshman.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them are pretty good.
The Azenyan of the show?
Who?
Chaos. References going over people's heads.
Well, yeah, you know I haven't seen it, so I'm like, you're trying
to get he's just saying it in her ignorance.
What is Chaos? Never heard of
it. It's like saying, what is love? Anyways, man girl.
Disclaimer, this isn't about a girl with a dick.
I keep holding
out hope, but.
You have to go to a different genre for that.
It's still just a boring, hey, let's make a manga.
You're still watching it?
I'm in a group watch, so that's why I haven't.
Those must be some really short group watches.
Yeah, they kind of suck.
Together for 3 minutes to watch a show? Do you, like, tie it into with another group watch, or do you specifically get together to group watch that?
Sometimes we've tied it into other things, because sometimes it'll be Sakuraso, and then we'll watch Mongirl. No, wait, no. No, it wouldn't, because we watch Sakuraso when it comes out, and that's Monday. So, I don't know. I thought there were a couple times we've done it tied into something, but in general.
Because I feel like those would be really short group watches. Anyways.
It's a 3-minute show about girls making manga. It's really bland, and there's nothing noteworthy about it at all.
Yeah, I feel like these types of shows just waste time. Like, if I had time to waste, I'd watch it, but...
That's why I don't watch 3-minute things.
Yeah, I just basically looked into, I think, basically all of the 3-minute shows this season, just because they were... I mean, 3 minutes isn't much of a commitment, so you can basically just go in, see how bad it is, and then go back out. But yeah, I don't think I've continued to watch any of these 3 minutes. 3-minute shows are all pretty bad. But, you know, it's not pretty bad.
Spicy Demon.
Spicy Demon. I like that title. Yeah, this is pretty good. I'm liking what I've seen of it so far. John, have you been watching this?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're just caught up as 905.
Yes.
Still going good?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a relaxer. I like the art style to it, too. It's like
sort
of watercolor backgrounds.
Same director as Spice and Wolf, so...
Same, voice actors for the Japanese one.
Oh, is Fuyuma Jun again?
I'm guessing I watched the dub for Spice and Wolf, so I'm just going off of what I heard.
Yes, it is.
And whoever voices Colin in Code Geass.
Toshimizu Ami.
Yeah. I definitely like that pairing, that setup. I mean, I don't really...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of just another Spice and Wolf, but it's also, Spice and Wolf was good, so I'm not really complaining.
And it's about economy.
Instead of economy. but it's also about, war and peace and how that ties into the economy. So it's larger scale, that's why it's a wolf.
They also have amazing names.
Oh yeah, the White Knight Kingdom.
Racist. The names are their titles.
Alright, show I was meaning to watch, but did not get around to the fourth season of Minami K. John, I know you've been watching this, so...
It is...
Better than the last two seasons?
It's the rightful successor to Minami K.
Because those last two seasons were,
They weren't...
Yeah, they're kind of weird.
They weren't that bad, but they weren't, like, season one.
Yeah, they just didn't have the same charm, I guess.
Yeah, but this new one's a lot... It's pretty much season one, but with, like, new stuff.
Yeah, when did season one air? That was years ago at this point.
A couple years ago, yeah.
2006, 2007, I think? I don't know, it's been a while.
I'm definitely gonna be getting into that once I download the shows. I mean, legally acquire them through legal means. 905, you can take this next title.
Mondaiji Tachi ga Isekai Karukuru so desu yo. Problem hey. Children are coming from another world.
Our mistitled of the season, I think.
When you add all the stuff we added to it afterwards, yeah, probably.
It takes up two lines. Yeah, the show's terrible. I don't know whether there's the D next to my three there, but
Really?
Yeah, dropped.
See, I really like it.
What?
It's probably my second favorite this season.
What?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
I think for me, it's doing a lot. For me, it's doing what Sword Art didn't for me.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more of what I wanted Sword Art to be.
I think I just don't like the characters very much.
I only have one problem with this anime. It's the overpowered main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that works, but
it's hilarious.
For now, it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I like the concept of it, the whole thing, though.
Yeah. It's a real world.
Black Rabbit or whatever her name is.
Yes.
Yeah, she's it's pretty funny. But I don't like the main character. I mean, I don't really care that he's overpowered or not, but he just seems kind of like a douche.
I just gotta say, Kuro Usagi is the best because her outfit is actually has a gift where you cannot see her underwear, but you are always close to seeing her underwear.
It's,
the fact that that is actually a thing is, I just think, amazing.
Best magical power ever? Oh, is this only a 10-episode show?
Yeah, it's very short.
Huh. Maybe I'll just power through it. Maybe I'll get better. I don't know. Yeah, it's just kind of... the character designs and such are weird. I don't know. Just not doing it for me.
So, who's reading the next one?
Oreshura?
Oh, wow. There, both of you dropped it.
Yeah.
Ore no kanojo to osana najimi ga shura ba sugiru.
Yeah, I'll take Oreshura.
It's just after coming off of last season with Chunibyo and all the other shows I watched, it just feels really derivative.
So,
like, if I hadn't watched those, then maybe I'd be a little better with it. But then again, as soon as they added, like, the love triangle thing, that's when I dropped. Or not love triangle, love square. When they added like the girl with Chunibyo, that's where I dropped.
Yeah, it's really bright. Yeah, the art's not terrible, but the show just has no plot. I do like that childhood friend chick has a death note. Or what
it
she claims
really
to be
hard dead. With the death note and the JoJo references.
Oh, there's JoJo references as well?
There are so many.
Yeah.
It really
I don't understand it, but...
and she just reminds me of the cat girl from Bakemono as well. Just the way she talks and stuff. Obviously, she's not, like, spouting Nekos everywhere, or Neons, but she's just, like, a troll.
Well, I'm still watching it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of tired of these, like, shows, romance shows, where, like, the main character doesn't realize that the one girl likes him, but then he's sort of, like,
That's the thing, it seems like a sort of generic plot where it's gonna be he's in the relationship with the silver hair girl. Then he realizes a childhood friend likes him, and he gets in a relationship with her. But then the silver hair girl realizes, "Oh no, I like love too." And
Tamari, that's all I like.
I think the only time I laughed at the show is when the childhood friend broke her leg, and then I dropped it.
Wow!
Just because I was getting so annoyed at the show, it's just like, oh my god. Anyways, Sasami-san Ganbaranai.
Hey, this is another one I'm group watching.
At Gunmaranai. So I'm guessing not if I was watching it, but John, are you watching it as well or no?
Yep.
Alright.
I watch all of the Shaft animes.
Oh, it's
That's
a Shaft
why
anime?
I'm the guy I'm group watching with is a big Shaft fan too.
Whoa. Shaft?
Yeah.
Nobody told me this.
How can you not fucking get it by looking at it?
I know, right?
Like even I can tell.
Wait, is this on Crunchyroll?
No, it's not.
Yeah, see, the only shows I have been watching on Crunchyroll are the ones I've been, like, actually actively looking for, like, Okuwa and, Tamako Market.
You should watch Sasami, it's pretty good. Yep. It's got some of the best endings around.
Ah, that ending.
I can't wait for the single to come out.
Which
Just
single?
Just because I want to know what it is.
Yeah. Like, after I watched the first, or, like, during the first episode, I'm like, yeah, Bakemono.
No, you mean Choco Monogatari.
Alright, now I really need to see this. speaking of, when is that third Monogatari coming out?
I don't know.
Which third Monogatari?
Kisei, I think, is the next one up?
Not the movie one, the third season.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Is
there a third season coming out? I know there's a movie, but...
They cut a lot of stuff after Nekomono.
Alright. Senran Kagura, this looked like the samurai boob show of the season.
Yeah, it's a ninja boob show. I just dropped it because I'm watching a lot of other stuff. I mean, that's all there is to it. It didn't seem too bad.
3DS game? What?
It's a 3DS game.
It's a 3D. It's based off a 3DS game, or is a 3DS game
based
on it?
It's based off a 3DS game.
Ah, okay.
Have you not seen the 3DS game with, like, ninja girls?
Wait, is that the one with the jiggle physics?
I think so, yeah, probably.
I've never seen an article on it on ANN. So does that make it good?
Yes.
I'm up to date.
Oh my god.
I don't know, it's as good as you would expect it to be.
So not very.
Eh, probably.
What do you say, it's as good as you expect it to be? We are talking about a samurai boob show. It's like the Queen's Blade of the season.
Nothing will top Samurai Girls.
Samurai Girls was actually good, though.
Exactly.
It wasn't just all boobs. It was like 50-50. Senyu, has anybody else been watching this one?
I haven't.
Really?
You've watched a decent amount for a 3-minute show, 4-minute show.
This was probably the least worst of the 3-minute shows.
Oh, high praise.
That's saying a lot.
Probably the only reason that I'm still watching it is that the main dude is... have you ever watched Baka to Test 9 out of 5?
No, I haven't.
But the main dude is Yoshi from that show. John, you know who I'm talking about. Definitely can instantly tell who that is.
Katsuragi Kema from Kami no Mish.
And his name is Alba. So people would be calling him Jessica Alba for some reason. I don't know, it's kind of generic, you know, Japanese slapstick 3-minute short show, but it's like the least terrible of the bunch. So this is the only one I might consider still keeping up with. That really inspired people to go watch it. moving on to K-On! Market.
I have heard some things
Yoko
about
Market,
this one.
I mean, Tamako Market. I mean, Kyo Annie the show. It's not bad.
The bird is goddamn terrible and ruins the show.
I kind of like the bird.
I don't mind him.
Granted, I've only seen one episode, but it's giving me those K-On! Vibes.
Watch more. It'll give you more K-On! Vibes.
I don't mind.
It's so much like K-On!
Yeah, Hyoka gave me those the visual vibes, but like plot-wise, there was too much plot going on there. Way too much plot to be giving me K-On! Vibes, so I'm hoping this one...
There's not that much plot.
Keeps steady with... stays the course. Yes. Speaking of Moe, I like the K-On! Reference in Boku wa Tomodachi.
Yeah.
Moe Kyun. Oh, God, that show has so many references.
That's one phrase that I can describe Tamago Market with.
Moe Kyun?
Yes.
Alright, 905, any reason you're not watching this?
Because it looks like K-On!
You haven't even seen K-On!
I've seen an episode of K-On!
That doesn't count.
I've just heard not very great things about it, so I didn't pick it up.
Probably from K-On! Haters. I refuse to let anyone blasphemize K-On!
I'll say one thing, the person who does the art likes putting moles on people.
Yes, they do.
And eyebrows. Gotta have them eyebrows. Moving on to probably the best show of the season.
Hell's yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Vivid Red Operation. Although
for
I could
clarification,
probably red.
It says one episode, but that's because MAL doesn't let you use decimals.
Yep,
so
same.
Did you quit at the docking like I did?
I could not finish the show.
Good.
We could finish the episode. It's
I
so
felt
bad.
So dirty watching this show. I couldn't do it. So when I went to the Pretty Cure stuff and it was all tame and not fan service. I was so happy. Because somebody pitched the show to me like, oh no, it's like Magical Girl and Mecha. It's like, oh, okay, I'll watch it. And then I get a face full of loli cunt.
It's like Strike Witches all over again, but worse.
Yes.
And I didn't even like Strike Witches to begin with.
I kind of enjoyed Strike Witches.
It's, yeah, if you like loli.
It's like Strike Witches with Power Rangers.
I don't like Strike Witches. That would just detract from Power Rangers. So yeah, John, how did you manage 6 episodes?
I don't even know. I kind of like zone out during the episode, and when it's done, it's like, oh, it's done.
The horrifying thing, to me is like after every episode, I look in, you know, where I talk about anime, and everybody just like ranks the girls' butts, and like, oh god.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Green Butt was good this episode. It's like, I hate you, fuckers.
Speaking of which...
whatever form that is, it sounds worse than MAL forms.
Green Butt is the voice of Toshino Kyoko from Yura Yuri.
Another show I hate.
Why?
Because Yura Yuri is just retarded.
So?
Except for that one Aigo,
Second episode, or second season, a lot better.
All that Yuri rape in that show. I can't deal with that.
The show's right up your alley.
What? Loli, Yuri, Khan stuff?
Kaon-ish.
But Kaon has neither Yuri nor... Well, they're not really Lolis either, except for, like, Azumiyan.
From my experience with Dojins, I'd expect there to be a lot of Yuri in that, but okay.
Well, Dojins.
Oh, I just killed that conversation.
No.
I think our episode title is going to involve 905 and Dojinshi.
I know. There was something I thought would make a great title, but I forget what it was. I should have made a comment about it.
You probably should, otherwise, to save your name from the shame. Alright, and finally, a show that appears nobody is watching. The Zetai Karin Children's sequel, The Unlimited.
Like how you skipped over.
Oh.
What you're watching.
Skipped over a show you're actually watching. That good.
Sorry, that Angry Kotora was just throwing me off. Yeah, the mountain climbing show. Yeah, it's a show about mountain climbing. It's like K-On, but they climb mountains, but not really, because they're high schoolers, and there's, like, no mountains around where they are, except for, like, Mount Fuji. I don't know, it's another terrible show, and I don't know how I watched 7 episodes of that, but, yeah, the show, or the season is just nothing but short, crappy shows, with a few rare exceptions. John, have you watched it at all, or no? I'm guessing no from your hatred of 3-minute shows.
You would be correct.
Alright, and back to The Unlimited. Anyone?
I think I've heard good things about this one, but that's about it.
I never finished the original, so I never even bothered with this one. John, I don't know how much of the original you've watched, but are you a ZKC fan?
Nope.
Alright, nothing on that. I think that rounds out the list of stuff we're watching this season, or not watching in the case of some of these. Any other final thoughts? Awkward silence.
I don't know, I'm not sure how I feel about this season overall.
Better or worse?
There are shows I like, but I'm not really sure they have any substance.
Overall, better or worse than last, you think?
Well, the problem with, like, last season started out good, but then really fizzled for me, so...
Yeah, and there's the fact that this season has both Chihaya and Boku wa Tomodachi.
Yeah.
That kind of, boosts its ranking.
I don't even remember what came out last season.
I think the continuous shows are doing really good this season.
And again, I don't remember what comes out any season.
Yeah, at least the shows we've been keeping up with, or, you know, most of us are keeping up with... seemed to be doing pretty well. This last season really had a lot of good longer shows. I've had that going forward, I guess. Yeah, so we have about, like, what, another 6 weeks left of the season, and then on to spring. So, I guess in 6 weeks we'll congregate again to talk about what we actually finished. Which, knowing me, it'll be, like, 3 shows. But, anyways. Alright, I guess that wraps it up.